Today matters. I have just a few remarks prepared for this morning that just kind of dovetails in with what the ladies presented in song and what Brother Ray has presented. And he's always such a good challenge for us. You know, I'm not quite 66 yet, and I've marveled to watch what God is doing in Ray's life at this stage in his life. And it's always such a tremendous encouragement. You need to know, brother, we pray for you every Sunday. You and Martha both. Since you brought Martha into our lives a few years ago, we've just picked up on that also. And we support you in prayer. We love you. And you're an encouragement to us, because at times in your life when you thought there was nothing left to do, God said, yeah, there is. There is. If you have your Bibles, turn with me this morning. I want to look first in Revelation chapter 21. And I'm just going to give you a few brain teasers to warm you up for where we're going to be maybe making some things for next week with what we call Palm Sunday, and the following week, the resurrection, the celebration of the resurrection and first fruits. We're going to celebrate communion this morning. It's early because Passover isn't for another 8 or 9 days. But the lady said that it would work real well with the songs that they led us in, and it does. And so we're celebrating our communion this morning. And as I said, it's a little early because the Passover isn't until next week. In Revelation chapter 21, I want you to think of, when you hear the word heaven, what does that bring to mind for you? We talk about the cross. We talk about the resurrection. We talk about going to heaven. Ralph, Pappy, Scott, Scotty. You know, we have a lot of friends in heaven. But you know, heaven isn't the goal. Revelation doesn't end in chapter 19 when we get a glimpse of heaven. There's still work after that. Really? To sit on clouds and play harps isn't our final destination. In Revelation chapter 21, I just want to put something in your mind to think of. We see the New Jerusalem, 1,400 miles cubic, coming down out of where? Heaven, I guess. To what? In Revelation 21, verse 1, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away." Now, I give you in sermons from time to time a glimpse of the end run. But I've never given you a theology. So in the next few weeks, we're going to be examining a theology of the kingdom of God. Because that's what happens after heaven. I tell you, I can't wait for the day on the new earth when I go and I hunt the Kodiak bears. And I'm not lunch. And we chase them through the trees and we sneak up on them. But my bullets are just like rubber pellets. And my arrows are darts. And when I hit the bear, when he lets me find him and catch him, and I hit him with the dart, he falls over and moans. And then I jump on him and we hug and roll and play. Because he eats grass. Not me. Now that, I tease you with that from time to time, but I am telling you there's more truth in that than what you know. Amen. That is our destiny, the new heaven and the new earth. And I want to tell you something else, why I started out saying today matters, and why Ray said do it today. In Revelation chapter 21, I'm going to start reading in verse 22. "I didn't see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city doesn't need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. Are you kidding me? In the city, the New Jerusalem, which is on the new earth, and we look at new stars, the nations and the kings, what is that all about? I want to show you why today matters. Turn with me, if you will, please. Luke chapter 22, Jesus said in verse 15, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I'll not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. That's not in heaven. That's in the kingdom of God. That's the new heavens and the new earth. And we might say it's the wedding supper of the Lamb. Maybe. Maybe not. You see, the wedding supper of the Lamb is in chapter 19 of Revelation. The end fulfillment of the kingdom of God is closer to chapter 21. And there's going to be a lot of people saved on the old earth during what we call the tribulation and the millennium, whatever those are. I have a good idea about the millennium, but I have a formulating idea about the tribulation. Formulating? You've been in ministry over 30 years. Yeah, I know, but you know, I thought I knew everything when I got out of Bible college, but recently I found out I didn't know everything. So there's a formulating opinion of the tribulation period, the length, the duration, when it is, and all that kind of stuff. But the fact is, Jesus said He would not drink of this and eat of this again till it finds its fulfillment in the kingdom of God. Now I want to go, if you will, with me to Matthew 25. And here is something that's really, really important. In Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 14, Jesus speaks a parable of what we call the parable of the talents. And there's also a corresponding one in Luke chapter 19. They call it the parable of the minas. They're both little pieces of money. In verse 14 of Matthew 25, again, it'll be like, again, what does he mean again? Well, Matthew calls it the kingdom of heaven. The other gospels more usually call it the kingdom of God. And I know there's been books written about what's the difference, kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. In my opinion, it's the same thing. Again, it'll be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. And then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I've gained 5 more. The master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. And in Luke it says, I'll give you 10 cities. The man with 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I've gained 2 more. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things. Come, share your master's happiness. In Luke, he talks about giving him 5 cities. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you've not sown and gathering where you've not scattered seed. So I was afraid, went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here's what belongs to you. Oh, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I've not sown and gather where I've not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I'd at least received it back with interest. Take the talent from him. Give it to the one who has 10. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have even what he does have will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Does that scare the googies out of you? It does me. The thing I want to tell you with all this, and we're not going to take time to go through all the exegesis of this and the different theories and interpretations and stuff. I want you to remember this and write in your Bible, if you're inclined to do that, if you have a margin that permits it. Write this in your Bible. Today matters. What you do today makes a difference. When do you think he's going to give that one 10 cities and that one 5 cities? Today? You think that man is going to be the mayor or governor over a small region today? Or does it find its ultimate fulfillment in Revelation 21 when the kings and the nations come to the city of God? Who are the nations? Who are the kings? It's the city of God. Jesus Christ will be on the throne. He'll be the president of the world, the ruler of heaven and earth. And yet under him and his dominion, there are nations and kings. And those nations and kings are being raised up this very day. Why was he so insistent that we do kingdom work if all we have to look forward to is dying and going to play harps on the clouds? I've told you often, it'll be like the Garden of Eden, because when God got finished with all of creation, he looked and he said, "It's very good." That was his plan for us. And it is yet his plan for us. But sin spoiled all of that. And so we just learned in Romans 8 a while back that all of creation groans because of the stain and the destruction of sin. And yet Jesus Christ, when he came out of the grave, he claimed it back. And we are in the process today. I'm not talking about a social gospel and social justice and stuff like that. But there is a place today in your life and mine where we do kingdom work that changes the world today. But its fulfillment is in the new heavens and new earth, on the other side of heaven. We might call this life after death. I didn't stutter. Heaven is life after death. The new heaven and new earth is life after death. The new heaven and new earth. And so as we take the communion today, Jesus said a new covenant. I'm also re-exploring what exactly did he mean on that. It's so easy to say Jeremiah 31. But you know Jeremiah 31, that covenant was written to the Jews. And I've only traced my genealogy back one generation. And my dad wasn't Jewish, nor was my mom. She was Oakish from Oklahoma. But I know one thing, when we take communion, when we remember the body and the blood of Jesus Christ given for the remission of sin, we enter into covenant with him. And that covenant has a claim on my life today, and how I live matters today, and it matters in Revelation chapter 21. I don't necessarily care to be a king on the new heaven and new earth. Kings don't have time sometimes to go hunting bears. I know one thing, as a preacher of the word and a teacher of the scriptures, I'll be essentially unemployed. And if I get really good at this, not only will I be unemployed, I'll be unemployable in the new heaven and new earth. So as we take this communion today, I want you to remember, in the new heaven and new earth, when Jesus said, I'll not take of this again till it finds its fulfillment in the new kingdom. When we take this communion today, I want you to remember that today, Sunday, March the 17th, 2013 year, in the year of our Lord, what you do today matters. Everything you do today matters. Jim and Larry, would you come and help us with communion, please?